Hello, this is Gideon Rothstein, and this is a response of the day for the 20th of Tammuz. Today we're going to discuss Rav Yaakov Ettlinger's view on where to place a mezuzah in certain situations and the fact that sometimes he thinks you might need two mezuzot. This is Shut Binyan Sion, Simon Tzadi Tet, number 99. It's from the 20th of Tammuz of Tuf Resh Tet Vav of 1855. So the question was as follows. There's a person who has, this comes up often in terms of closets. He has a small room near to a big room. So adjacent to a larger room, there's a small room, and there's a doorway from the small room from the big room into the small room. And what's called the Heker Tzir is in the small room. The Heker Tzir is when a door turns, it turns on hinges. And so the hinges are in one room or the other. So usually when you pull the door towards you, let's say that direction will be where the hinges are. So where the doorway turns into will be where the Heker Tzir is. And in some halachic situations, the Heker Tzir determines which room the door is actually the door for. For which rooms the door is the door. So this small room has the door, it has the Heker Tzir, it has the hinges inside of it, and it is 6 amot long, a little more than 6 amot long, and its width is close to 3 amot. And that will be important because the minimum standard for room is dalet al dalet, is 4 amot by 4 amot, and then we'll have to have a discussion about how that works. So it's not 4 on either, on all sides, it's not 4 amot in each dimension, but it's 6 by almost 3, and we'll get back to that. So there's no 4 by 4 in pure length of each side of this room, but it is an area more by 4 by 4 by, because 4 by 4 is 16, and this is almost 18. So it's larger than 4 by 4 in area, but not if you take each dimension. So the question is whether this opening needs a mezuzah, and then if it needs a mezuzah, which side do you put the mezuzah on? Because usually the mezuzah is placed on the right as you enter the room for which the mezuzah is serving. So ordinarily, if there's a room, and it's just an ordinary sized room, and it has a door that pulls into that room, so the hinges are into that room, you would put it on the right as you enter that room. Here's the question, does this door need a mezuzah? If it needs a mezuzah, which side of the room of the wall should the mezuzah go on? So the Binyan Tzion's answer starts by pointing out that in Sukkah on Daf Gimel, any room which has less than 4 by 4 is Patur. That's what the Rambam and the Torah Shulchan Aruch say. So in that sense, you might just argue, and there are those Rishonim would say, that this room itself doesn't need a mezuzah. Meaning, if we just had this room on its own somehow, if you had a house of these dimensions, and that's all there was to the house, there are those who would say, as we'll see them later, there are those who would say that there is no need for a mezuzah here. But the problem is that this room is not on its own. It's an opening also from the big room into this closet, into this smaller room, and it's in the reverse as well. So even if we think of this room as putter, the Binyan Tzion says, I would think that it would be obligated because of the larger room. And that, he says, is not discussed in the poskim. He, who certainly knows a lot more than I do, he, from his review of the halachos of these issues, of those who had written about these issues, had not seen explicit discussions of what happens when you have a smaller room, which seems to be patur, not obligated itself in a mezuzah, whether the fact that it's adjacent to a larger room would mean that that doorway needs a mezuzah, and therefore he is going to have discussed that issue. He says there is a Shut Mahariel, where the person questioning the issue seems to assume that it's Patur, and the Mahariel, when he answers him, this is in Simon Tzadi Tet in the Mahariel. When I looked it up, I found it in Tzadi Dalet, I think that's where it is. He doesn't respond to that question explicitly. And therefore, the Binyan Tzion is going to have to think his way through it. So the Binyan Tzion says, he thinks this opening clearly is obligated in mezuzah, because even if the smaller room is itself not chayav in mezuzah, not obligated in mezuzah, but the doorway is still the doorway into a larger room. And therefore, the larger room's doorway needs a mezuzah, and he thinks that is the implication. It's not explicit in the Shulchan Aruch, but the implication of the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch does say that if there's an opening from a Beit Midrash to go into a house. So background to this is that a pure Beit Midrash would not seem to be required, obligated in a mezuzah. We today put mezuzahs on all sorts of things, so we use them as multi-purpose rooms, and we don't dedicate them only for one purpose or the other. But a Beit Midrash itself would seem not to be obligated in a mezuzah. But if there's a doorway from the Beit Midrash into a house, so for example, there are have been in Jewish history many times when there's, let's say, the Rav has a house right next to the Beit Midrash, and it has a doorway opening into the Beit Midrash. So the Shulchan Aruch says that opening is going to require a mezuzah. Now, it's going to require a mezuzah. The point is not because of the Beit Midrash, because the Beit Midrash, the study hall itself, doesn't require a mezuzah. It's going to require the opening because you can go from the Beit Midrash, from that study hall, into the house. And so too, he says, it seems to him from what the Prima Gadim writes. So I looked up the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim writes the following, and then we'll get back to the Binyan Sion. He says, anybody who has two rooms, one inside of the other, so if somebody's going from his house to a sukkah, he says, it's clear that the opening to the sukkah needs a mezuzah because of the house room, because of the room in the house. If the sukkah to his house, and if that's the opening to the sukkah, he says, meaning the opening to get to the house of the sukkah, he says, he thinks that you're going to be chayev kepetach basukah hapatuach reshut harabim kadomeh dehava kepet shari. It becomes like a gateway to the house, let's say, meaning the Prima Gadim is saying that a sukkah itself might not need a mezuzah. But let's say the only opening to the house from the sukkah is on the sukkah wall, on the sukkah doorway, because the way that it could happen that way is, let's say you have a room that has a retractable roof, or a roof that you can take off and make into a sukkah. So that room for the duration of Sukkot might not need a sukkah. That's a whole discussion, but it might not need a mezuzah. And on its own terms, it would need a mezuzah. But the Prima Gadim seems to be saying that by virtue of the fact that this is the way one gets into this house from the sukkah, the house needs a mezuzah. And that's what the Binyan Sion is going to build off of. And the way he knows that, is he says, well, let's say I had the sukkah, I have a roof from my house, I go into the sukkah, and from there I get out to the street. So in other words, let's suppose somebody has a foyer in the front of their house, or they have in the back of their house, onto the street, or onto an alleyway, they have a room which they take the roof off of for Sukkot, and they turn that into their sukkah. So then not only is it the sukkah, it's also the way to get from the house to the street. So he says it's sort of like a gatehouse, and then clearly it needs a mezuzah in terms of being a gatehouse in that way. That's what the Prima Gadim says. So the Binyan Sion says, it's obvious from that discussion that even though the petach of the sukkah itself doesn't need a mezuzah, because a sukkah b'mei chag is p'turah mimezuzah, because a sukkah on Yom Tov doesn't need a mezuzah, you're going to need to make a mezuzah even though it's the same exact doorway because of the house room. And so he says, and that being true, so that he has a good source for. If it's a sukkah, and the sukkah is not obligated to mezuzah, nonetheless, since the sukkah is going to be a point of entry into the house, just like the street would be. So, you know, if I have a house with a door onto the street, the street doesn't require mezuzahs, and this doorway is the door onto the street. He says, yeah, that's right, but the door from the street into the house requires mezuzah. Here, too, with the sukkah, the Prima Gadim was telling us, true, the sukkah doesn't need a mezuzah during the holiday of Sukkot, but the house needs a mezuzah. So the sukkah is a point of entry into the house. There's a requirement of mezuzah. Then the Binyan Sion adds, once I know that, it seems clear that the fact that a room doesn't have dalet al dalet, doesn't have the requisite dimensions to require a mezuzah for that room itself, doesn't change the fact that it's an entry point into the house. So if I have this closet, he's saying, I have the closet, I'm going into the, when I get out of the closet into the house, I'm going into the rest of the house, I'm going to have to go through the doorway. That should serve as your doorway into the rest of the house. Meaning that he's saying that this small room is no worse than the street. The street obviously doesn't need it, but it's a point of entry. Now, you might have argued, but people don't tend to walk around in closets such that it could be considered a point of entry. He's not arguing that way. He is using, and therefore the sukkah would be different, because the sukkah, I could say, well, the sukkah is a place that people are. It might be a place that people tend to walk around that's not obligated to mezuzah, like a sukkah, like a street, and therefore it's considered a point of entry into the house. But to take a small room that is buried inside the house and to say that's the same thing because people tend to go from there into the house, that's a jump. That's the Binyan Sion's jump, but I'm just noting the jump in the logic that he's making, the comparison that he's making, that theoretically one could argue on. Then he says, and I expressed this opinion to a certain Rav, And he showed me the Shilta Giborim. So the Shilta Giborim is a commentary on the riff in the back of most of the large Gemaras that have a riff on them. So around the riff, you have something called the Shilta Giborim. And the end of Hilchot Mezuzah, Shilta Giborim wrote, "V'cheinira be'inai," it seems to me that if you have a big house, bayit gadol, meaning just a larger room, patuach lo bayit katan, into opening into a smaller one that doesn't have 4x4, wherever the Heker Tzir is, independent, in other words, of where the hinges are, it's obligated in mezuzah, shepitko shel gadol mechshav, because it's thought of as the opening to the larger room, to the larger house, and therefore it's like a house that's open onto the Rishit HaRabim, open onto the public thoroughfare, or into a garden, which is going to be obligated in mezuzah, even if the Heker Tzir is, even if the hinges are on the outside, meaning facing, so if you have a front door that opens outward rather than inward, you're still going to have to put a mezuzah on that doorway because it's the way you get into the house. So that's what the Shilta Giborim wrote and he quotes the Kuntrit Shorayis. So, and that's a perfectly good example of what the Binyan Sion was trying to paskin. It's almost the exact same thing, which means, therefore, that the Binyan Sion, it had slipped his mind. He had not remembered, or maybe hadn't learned, this Shilta Giborim. And that's always an interesting question in terms of even the greatest of our Torah scholars, what they do know, what they don't know, what they quote, what they don't quote, what they're able to know. So he had come to this based on his own logic, he'd come to this based on a prima cadum that he had seen, and then somebody showed him a Shilta Giborim that said exactly what he was looking for. It's exactly what he wanted. And then he says, and that's exactly what I wanted, and then he says, and it's interesting and surprising that the postgame, that the halakhic authorities who codified Jewish law didn't mention this issue. However, he says there's an important distinction to be made now. If the mezuzah on the doorway between the large room and the smaller room is putter, so if it's not obligated in mezuzah, then you would want to, what it's important to know is you'd have to put the mezuzah on the right side of the way into the larger room, which is going to be different than the ordinary way of handling this. The ordinary way of handling this is if you have two rooms right next to each other, and both of them would be obligated in mezuzah, and this comes up all the time, right? In an ordinary apartment, an ordinary living space, you have plenty of rooms that are more than 4x4 on both, that are of the requisite side to require mezuzah. And the question is, which side do you put the mezuzah on? And the answer always is, you put it on the right side of the way into a room. With a doorway, that's usually way into is considered the way where the hinges are, the Heker Tzir. The way the doorway opens into the room, that's considered the into case in the general situation, or in general, the place where you tend to go into it more. And that's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, in Yeredeya, in Reish Pei Tet, in 289, the second if, second paragraph. Shulchan Aruch rules that you have to put the mezuzah on the right of the person coming into the room. If you put it on the left, then it's pasul. And then the next paragraph says, and if you split your house into two, and in every part of the house, there's a doorway to the Rishit HaRabim, right? Let's say there's a house that has two sides to it, and on both sides, you can get out into a street. So then the question is, how do you know which way is the way in? Ordinarily, you calculate the way into a house from the front door. So if you walk in from a front door and you walk through rooms, then the way you walk into a room is the way that you set up the mezuzah, right? And that might be almost independent of Heker Tzir in those situations, because if that's the way you walk in, then the fact that the doorway is put another way wouldn't be something. Ordinarily, if you don't know which way it is, the hinges help you understand which room you're entering. But if not, it's the way you come from. But let's say, this is the Shulchan Aruch talking about, let's say you have two openings and they're equally valid. They each go from the public street, from the street, and they have an opening. And you have a doorway and you have an opening from either side. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that Tzir HaDelet, the Heker Tzir, the hinges help out. So in other words, the Heker Tzir, something you turn to, it seems to be, you turn to it as a second way of deciding the issue. That the real way, the primary way is, you're coming in from the street, you calculate the path of people as they enter from the front door. How do they go through the apartment? How do they go through the house into various places? Whatever that general entry point would be, that way would be where you put you put the mezuzah on the right side of that door. If you can't tell because there's two ways in, there's two ways the traffic can flow, then you'll follow what's called the Heker Tzir. You follow the way the doors go. Taz right there comments as it happens, because when you have two front doors, you have two doors onto the street. You don't know which one is considered yimin lebia, the right side of the way in, and therefore you follow the Heker Tzir. So he says that that would mean that if you're making a mezuzah from a house into a courtyard, if the courtyard's closed, or a backyard, for example, would be another good example. If the courtyard or the backyard is closed on its sides, meaning it's an open area used by many people, a courtyard was for many inhabitants of the same courtyard. They all use the same yard, but there's no other entrance into it. It's only from the house to it, from it to the house. So he says that chatser, that courtyard or that backyard, in our times, it wouldn't matter where the we wouldn't care where the heker tzir is, where the hinges are, because even if the heker tzir is into the house, even the door opens into the house, since the only entry point that's going on here is entry from the courtyard into the house. The reason for that is that the courtyard clearly doesn't need the chatzir, doesn't need a mezuzah. So therefore, it's got to be thought of as going into the house, and that's what you have to, and that's what you put the mezuzah on the right side going into the house. But if there is another entrance point, there's a doorway from the courtyard, or an entry point from the courtyard out into the street, so then you'll follow the heker tzir, because that'll be, again, a place where you have this room, this the chatzir, this courtyard, has entrance points, has doorways on both sides, and then the question of which considered entry or not entry is not as clear. And the Tanaz already writes that many people get confused by this, and that's why he's writing it down as halacha lemaisa, so people should know it. In other words, this is always a question about where you put a mezuzah and which side you put a mezuzah on in terms of what's considered the entry point to that room. So where the entry point is clear, because there's only one way in or out, then that's going to make it easy. It's the way that people walk into that room. So in the case of a backyard, the way people walk into whatever room borders on the backyard is going to be from the backyard into that room, because the backyard itself or the courtyard itself is not obligated to mezuzah. So there the heker tzir, the doorway, the hinges of the door won't matter. But where there are two entrance points to a room, and you don't know which way it is because they're equally valid ways of getting there. It's the middle of two of coming in from two entry points. So there, you're going to follow the heker tzir. You're going to follow which way the hinges go, and that will be considered the entry point. Now, coming back to our situation on the binyan tzir says, but where the small room is now patur, it doesn't require mezuzah, and the whole obligation of mezuzah is because of the larger room, and you have to then you'd have to make the mezuzah on the right side of the way into the larger room from the small room, from the closet, from the whatever it is, despite where the heker tzir is. Even if the doorway opens into this smaller room, into this closet, and the hinges are into this closet, doorway, smaller room, it won't matter because that smaller room, we are assuming right now, is patur, is not obligated to mezuzah. And that means the mezuzah we're putting up as a function of the needs of the larger room to have a mezuzah on entry points into its room. And since that's the need for it, then the right side of that room is the room that we care about. And therefore, he says here, in the Prima Kadam's case, you would put the mezuzah on the right side of the sukkah doorway, of the right side of the entrance from the sukkah into the room. Because even though all the other times of the year, this room is obligated to mezuzah, nonetheless, for sukkahs, you'd have to put up a different mezuzah. In other words, he's saying, so if you're using a room with a retractable roof, and this room ordinarily is a large enough room that requires a mezuzah. So ordinarily, let's say it's a back porch that you can take the roof off easily. So you ordinarily, you walk out to the back porch from the kitchen, let's say. That room, though, is an enclosed room. It's a room. So it would need a mezuzah on the right from the kitchen into the back porch. Prima Gadim, the Binyan Tzion of Yaakov Etlinger is understanding that Prima Gadim would be saying, if I retract the roof for Sukkot and I turn it into a sukkah, and a sukkah is not obligated to mezuzah, for that holiday, I'm going to have to put a mezuzah on the right side of that doorway. And by right, I mean from the sukkah back into the kitchen, in our example, because it's now the kitchen that's the only obligated room in this situation. So even though all throughout the year this room is obligated in a mezuzah, since it is not obligated in a mezuzah over the course of Sukkot, I'm going to have to put the mezuzah on the other side for Sukkot. And that, again, Binyan Tzion points out, is independent of where the hinges are, of the heker tzir. The whole idea of heker tzir only comes up when I have two possibilities for the entranceway and I want to know which way I'm going in, but here it's not in that situation, and therefore you're going to have to reverse the mezuzah for the course of Sukkot. Now, that whole discussion only came up in the context of a small room that we knew was patur, that we knew was not obligated in a mezuzah. But in our situation, the Binyan Tzion is not nearly as certain about that being true. Why is that true? Because This is a room that doesn't have dalet al dalet, doesn't have four amot by four amot in every dimension, right? All the length and the width on both, on all four sides, but either two widths and two lengths, but it does have an area of four by four. So the Rambam holds that an area of four by four is sufficient to require a mezuzah, and the Shulchan Aruch paskin that way. The Rush didn't. The Rush thought that no, the requirement of 4x4 means that every dimension has four amot to it. And this would be a simple machloket of what we mean by 4x4. By 4x4 is a living space, an area of living space. Whereas 4x4, that unless a side is 4 amot, it's not a side sufficient for to be considered a living space for mezuzah purposes. That's a machloket, the Rush and the Rambam. Now, the Shach had claimed that Rabbeinu Yerucham held like the Rosh, and therefore one should worry and follow the Rosh in such rooms and put up a mezuzah without a bracha. Okay, so, but the problem is, if you're going to try to do that, there's a distinction here, because the Rambam who holds this small room is chayev in a mezuzah, would say, where would you put that mezuzah? Now that we've discussed the place of the mezuzah a little bit, where would you put that mezuzah? Well, if this walk-in closet is chayav in a mezuzah, obligated in a mezuzah, then the mezuzah should go on the right side as one enters that room. It's a room chayav in a mezuzah, so the entry point would be on the right side. But according to the Rush, and the Shach thinks that Rabbeinu Yerucham agrees with the Rush, but the Shulchan Aruch rules according to the Rambam, but according to the Rush, that the room is pater min hasukkah, according to the Binyan Sion now, it's the pater from a mezuzah. Pater from a mezuzah doesn't actually mean pater from a mezuzah. What does it mean? Pater from mezuzah actually means that you don't have to put a mezuzah for its own purposes, but the Binyan Sion has just assumed and just understood that even from a small room like this, you would then need to put a mezuzah as an entry point into the bigger room. That would be on the right side from the smaller room into the bigger room, right? And that's what he says. He says the difference of opinion between the two of them would be on that issue. It wouldn't be whether or not to put up a mezuzah. It would be which side to put up a mezuzah. Now, it's not for me to question the Binyan Sion, but I would just point out, if we're playing out the logic and we're thinking about it, this might be a proof against what he's saying. Meaning, until now, his proofs all came from areas that allow the construction of mezuzah. Meaning, his big proof was from the case of sukkah, that even though a sukkah is patur, you'd have to put up a mezuzah for the way into the larger room. But that's when we're entering the larger room or the house or whatever it is from an area that's a significant area. It's a sukkah, it's a courtyard, it's a public street. These are all large areas considered by halakha as significant areas. And those are the examples the Binyan Sion was able to muster, to bring to bear on the question. He assumed that easily translates to the question of what to do with a small room like a closet that is completely. So let's assume both Rambam and Rush would agree. Let's assume it's a room that's 3x3. So Rambam and Rush would both agree that this is a room that's not obligated in mezuzah. Binyan Sion is assuming that, well, it's obligated in mezuzah by virtue of the fact that you have to get into the larger room from it. That's a remarkable thing for the Rush and the Rambam and everybody to have left out of the discussion. He does have this Shilta Giborim who said exactly that. Shilta Giborim certainly seems to follow what the Binyan Sion is saying. I'm just pointing out that I don't know that it's a slam dunk based on the logic, because the logic was from an area that counts in halacha. But I could easily imagine somebody saying that in a room that's 3x3, maybe somebody steps into it for something, but that stepping into it is not really considered a stepping out of the larger room, such that the doorway from that to that is considered a doorway in that sense of it. It's just a doorway that happens to exist, but doesn't really count for anything. An example where this comes up in halacha also is, let's suppose you have a hallway, and sometimes in a very small area in a hallway, you'll have two openings right parallel to each other. So to do both of those require mezuzot. That sort of is part of our question here. Is that small space in between the two rooms considered a separate space? Binyan Sion is assuming that yes, it is, and therefore all of these issues, but just notice that if you have a machloket, Rambam and Rush, about whether a certain area is obligated in mezuzah, and the Binyan Sion is saying, well, the Rush would have agreed that that doorway needs a mezuzah because it needs a mezuzah into the larger room, that's I wouldn't say it's Iker Chasim and Asif. I wouldn't say the main point is left out of the book, but that is an issue that I might have expected the Rush to have addressed and say, when I say putter, I don't mean that you don't need a mezuzah at all. I mean, you need to put the mezuzah on the right side of the door into the bigger room. In any case, that's what Ibn Sion takes it. So he's saying that the nafkamina between the two of them is not about whether there's a mezuzah on this doorway, but about where to put the mezuzah. The Rambam, who holds that smaller space, this space that is 18 amot in the square area, because it's 6 by 3, basically, is an area that requires a mezuzah. If it's an area that requires a mezuzah, before I go into it, I need a mezuzah on the right as I enter. And the Rosh would say that that is not an area that requires a mezuzah, because he thinks that unless each dimension of the area, each of the four sides of that area are 4 amot, it's not obligated in a mezuzah. So he would say, according to the Binyan Tzion, the mezuzah goes on the right, basically on the left as you enter that space, but on the right as you go from that space back into the larger room. Right? So that would be the distinction between them. Then he notes that the Taz held, and then he points out, this is just a simple halacha, problem, the challenge here is that if you get it wrong, in the case of mezuzah, if somebody gets it wrong, so it's a puzzle. That's why it's a bigger challenge than we might have expected. It's not like one could say, well, I'll follow one of them, because it would be one of those situations where if I follow the wrong one, or if I follow the one that's not really the halacha, then my mezuzah is puzzled. I don't have a mezuzah on a doorway that might need a mezuzah. This would be somewhat similar to what came up in tefillin. Part of the reason why some people wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin in addition to Rashi tefillin is that the order of the parashiyot in the tefillin, the order of the way we read the parts of the Torah that are written on the parchments that are inside the tefillin, matters greatly. So since Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi disagree about that order, then if one wears Rashi tefillin, it means that according to Rabbeinu Tam, they're not wearing tefillin they're not wearing valid tefillin. And therefore, there are people who choose to put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin as well. So here too, we're faced with a similar kind of a situation where you have a mezuzah and putting it on the wrong side means not that you're doing the wrong thing and you're not doing as well as you could. It would mean that the mezuzah is invalid. And that's a problem. So then he says, even though the Taz held that there's not a debate between the Rambam and the Rosh, the Rambam and the Rosh really agree. That's what the Taz held. But the Binyan Tzion points out that the Rosh clearly didn't agree with the Taz about this fact, because the Rosh himself understands the Rambam to be disagreeing with him. That's a funny thing to watch, right? I don't know how the Taz came to his conclusion, but the Binyan is pointing out the Taz is trying to say that there's less of an argument than the Rosh himself thought there was an argument. So Binyan Tzion, Rav Yaakov Ettlinger, is not going to go against the Rosh and say there's no debate here, where the Rosh himself thought there was a debate here. So you have a debate between the Rambam and the Rosh, and here it's a question of a mezuzah d'oraita, because if that small room is obligated to mezuzah, it's a Torah obligation. And if it's not obligated to mezuzah, according to Binyan Tzion, the larger room's opening requires a mezuzah, and that would be a Torah obligation. And therefore, he thinks that we should try, somewhat similar to the Rabbeinu Tam tefillin situation, he thinks we should put up a mezuzah on both doorways, one on the right as you go into the smaller room, and one on the right as you go into the larger room, which would be the left as you go into the smaller room. And there's no Baal Tosif here. Why is there no Baal Tosif? Why is this not adding to the Torah? The Torah said put up one mezuzah and this person putting up two mezuzot. But the answer is because only one of them is going to be kosher. Why is only one going to be kosher? Because a mezuzah on the wrong side of the doorway is not valid, and therefore there's not a Baal Tosif issue. As for example, he says if somebody put on Rashi Rabbeinu Tefillin at the same time, that also wouldn't be Baal Tosif adding to the Torah, because only one of them is kosher according to all opinions, and therefore there's no Baal Tosif issue. Then he says also, and remember that as one is putting up these mezuzot, so the one on the right side as you go into this smaller room should be diagonally pointed into that smaller room, because that's the way we point our mezuzot, and the one on the left will be pointed diagonally the other way. So they'll be exactly mirror images of each other. And then he says, and that's what I did in my house. Right? V'chein asiti maseh b'vito. V'chein asiti b'viti, right, in my house. And so it's true, it's new, it's an innovation. He hasn't known any poskim who do this, who put up two mezuzos, but since he's understood the sugya this way, since he's learned it this way, this is what seems to him true, and he has to do what seems right and appropriate to him. So this is a tshuva that I find interesting, first because he takes a daring new stand. He recognizes that it's new. He recognizes that it's a halakha agreement that's never been understood before, and yet he's comfortable saying so. And it also reminds us of many of these putting up mezuzot that can be very confusing, giving us a reminder of many of the central and original principles, which are that the mezuzah should go on the right. If it doesn't go on the right, if it goes on the wrong side, it's invalid. The right is defined by the way that people enter this room. Usually you can do that by looking at where the front door is and mapping out how people enter rooms from the front door. In situations where the front door isn't a clear guide to that, such as, for example, when there are two front doors, as it were, there are two doors that open out into the street. In that situation, we tend to follow the Heker Tzir, the hinges. And all this is only true for rooms that are of the proper and valid size. When we get to a room that's less than 4x4 in area, then we have no problem. That's a room that's putter, completely putter. When we get to 4x4 in area, but not in each dimension, then you have machlok of the Rambam and the Rosh, and then the Binyan Tzion's Chiddush is that in such situations, those doorways do in fact need mezuzot, but they need mezuzot coming back into the larger room from them. We don't have to put mezuzot. I don't think we actually rule that way in the end. So this is a tshuva, this is one of those examples of a tshuva that we learned because this is a great posek, a great Torah authority. He has a very interesting idea, and it enlightens us as to the nature of mezuzah and reminds us of many of the rules of putting up mezuzahs in our homes, and that is a response of midday for the 20th of Tammuz, the Binyan Tzion, on how we put up mezuzahs in doorways into rooms that either don't or questionably require mezuzah of and for themselves. Have a great day.